that blends seamlessly with the nature. Do not imagine high-story buildings with many rooms in a single alley. Ubud has many cottages and resorts, and some offer private swimming pool and outdoor jacuzzi that truly make you feel at home. 4. Car and motorcycle rentals. Real travelers don't take taxis, although it is okay to take them occasionally. It is advisable to rent a car, motorcycle, or scooter. All you need to have is an international driving license. However, if you don't have one, you can go to a police station in Denpasar to get a temporary driving motorcycle permit, which is valid for 3 months. If you don't speak Bahasa Indonesia, you better ask a local to provide you with an interpreter service. Contact your hotel. They will absolutely help you with this. Good tips for you. Always negotiate the price when you rent any vehicle in Bali. And ask whether the price includes any insurance. One more thing. You can also hire a private tour driver along with a car in a package for approximately $100 to $150, depending on the type of the car, for about 10 hours, with $10 to $15 of extra per hour cost. The car can occupy 4 to 7 people. For motorcycle or scooter rental, the price is about $8 to $20, depending on the type and the duration of renting. 5. Hotel tour service. If you are a first-timer, you can use this service that is usually provided by most hotels in Bali. You can start with a one-day package to make yourself familiar with Bali roads and traffic. The tour is usually group-based on the activities you wish to perform. For example, adventurous tour, water sport tour, cultural tour, and many more. However, you can also request a special tour. For example, a combination of several packages at once, with different prices, of course. A one-day tour usually costs about $40 to $100, depending on the hotel, per person, including lunch and drink, entrance fee for all destination spots, insurance, a tour guide, and of course, tax. Tourist attractions, from breathtaking scenery, exquisite cultural experiences, adventurous activities, to sacred traditional festivals. People who don't travel cannot have a global view. All they see is what's in front of them. Those people cannot accept new things because all they know is where they live. Martin Yang. 6. Famous beaches. There are two types of beaches in Bali, famous and unspoiled beaches. The famous beaches include Senua, famous for its beautiful sunrise, Kuta, seeing a romantic sunset and many hangout places afterwards, Lovina, watching dolphins, Nusa Dua, high-end private beach, Dreamland, relatively unspoiled and clean, but quite far from the main city of Bali, Gega Beach, clean and safe, and many more. The beaches are usually categorized based on the activities you can perform. For example, surfing, culinary, party, sunbathe, romantic dinner, etc. 7. Hidden and unspoiled beaches. Some hidden and unspoiled beaches in Bali have great tourism potentials. However, you have got to prepare yourself with enough food, drinks, and other supplies, for there are only a few stores or sellers there. Some great hidden beaches in Bali include Perasi, Virgin Beach, famous for its white sand, Belangan Beach, which is a great surfing spot, Green Bowl, difficult to reach, quiet, the heaven for pro surfers, Ahmed Beach, diving and snorkeling, Dream Beach, a small island in the east of Bali, Karma Beach, a bit expensive and very exclusive, Finns Beach, beautiful scenery, cable lift, great food, Balian Beach, black sand and surfing, and many more. To reach those places, you need to make extra effort, for most hotel tour services do not include them in their package. Asking a tour guide to take you there is better. Otherwise, you can always ask local people for direction. 8. Surfing points. Every beach